Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
No matter how tough life gets, there's always a chance it could become truly finger-licking good. This is the remarkable journey of Colonel Harlan Sanders, a man who turned adversity into the recipe of one of the world's most beloved fast food chains, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or as we know it, KFC. Born in 1890, Harlan Sanders faced life's difficulties from a young age. After his father's death, he shouldered responsibilities beyond his years, cooking and caring for his siblings.
I was born on the farm. I got a job working for a farm. My mother, I was the oldest of three children. Mm-hmm. I was 5 years old when Papa died. My little brother was three, and my sister was born 2 months after Papa's death. Well, that left my mom, a poor widow woman out there on that little farm. And so she sewed for the neighbors, don't you see? Making boys' suits. 80 years ago, there wasn't many store-bought suits for country boys to go to school in. So she'd make their school suits, made dresses for the girls for the school dresses, and farmers' work trousers. And she would then direct me what to do with the food she had on the stove, you know, what to add, how we were to set it to the hot part of the stove or back to the cool part and the why. So I come up cooking just as a kid. You see, by the time I was 7 years old, I was baking family light bread, you see.
Despite challenges, he honed his culinary skills, eventually working various jobs from conductor to soldier, fireman to laborer. Along the way, he met his future wife. Amidst failed business ventures and personal tragedies, Sanders found himself running a Shell Oil Company station in Kentucky in 1930. It was here that he began to perfect the KFC recipe that would change his life.
When I first came down to this country, this was the first service station that I had. It had a different canopy out front than we have here now, of course. It's been remodeled for a fruit stand. But inside, we had a front room here that was about 15 foot square. And then on this side over here, we had an oil room, like most service stations would have. And immediately back then, in the very back, we had two bedrooms and a bathroom there, you see. And then there's a small kitchen about 8 foot square that we had where we'd done our family cooking. I fed truck drivers and millionaires all over the same table. I didn't know anything about the restaurant business. I didn't know what table d'hote, a la carte, or any of that meant. So we'd cook meals for the five and the family. And then we wouldn't eat right away ourselves, hoping to sell one, two, three, or the five meals. Sometimes we sold them all out, sometimes we didn't. But I don't care if I had truck drivers sitting down there, and here come a doctor. I didn't know who he was. I thought everybody could eat at the same table. I didn't know anything, only be friendly. So that was my first restaurant.
At age 65, Colonel Sanders franchised his Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe. Clad in his iconic white suit, his business soared within just a couple of years. Sanders eventually sold KFC for $2 million, using his wealth to contribute significantly to charitable causes.
It began to do pretty good after about 2 years. See, I only got a nickel on every chicken that they sold. They got three dinners out of it. But I got one nickel for the whole deal. But you'd be surprised how fast old nickel added up. It gave me an insight into how much money is handled by 5 and 10 cent stores.
The legacy of KFC is now an international sensation, a testament to Colonel Sanders' journey. As we can see from Colonel Sanders' life, age is no barrier. At any age, you can ignite success. Colonel Sanders' journey proves that determination knows no age limit. Integrity matters. Integrity is the key in everything you do. Your values define your legacy. Give back. Colonel Sanders' philanthropy reminds us of the importance of giving back. Success is more meaningful when shared.